You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. The Dayton chapter of the League of Women Voters is known for its nonpartisan voter guide issued before every general election. The guide contains all of the candidates and issues on the ballot for Montgomery and Greene counties. In 2014, working closely with the Dayton Hispanic Chamber, the League published its voter guide in Spanish for the first time. Community Voices producer Jackie Winfrey has the story.
I went to the Greater Dayton Area League of Women Voters office, three jam-packed rooms on the 12th floor of Talbot Tower, to talk to the people involved and find out more about the Spanish language voter guide. Full disclosure, I joined the Dayton League last year after my mother became office manager and mentioned some of the things they were working on, including the Spanish language voter guide. Sue Hesselgesser, executive director of the Dayton League, said it began when the Dayton Hispanic Chamber approached her in September of 2014.
And they were telling us that many of their business owners, you know, legal citizens of the United States, didn't vote because they felt a little ostracized by going or a little intimidated by going to the polls. They suggested that we do a voter's guide in Spanish, and we looked at our budget. Why not? So we were very excited to be able to do that.
The Dayton League is currently the only chapter of the League of Women Voters issuing a voter guide in Spanish in the Midwest. Things like voter information guides are produced by individual league chapters. Some simply lack the funding and personnel resources to create materials in multiple languages. Claudia Cortez Reinhardt, executive director of the Dayton Hispanic Chamber, along with several members of her family, did the bulk of the translation work. Dayton League member Lillian Moskaland, fluent in Spanish herself, assisted with proofreading. Claudia moved from Washington, D.C. to the Dayton area 2 years ago and saw a rapidly growing Hispanic population not being adequately served with reliable, impartial election information in their first language.
And myself, as an immigrant, I feel the duty and responsibility to contribute and do this, to be able to help the community be informed and just get involved, you know, into politics or the election process and just get involved to make this community a better community, not only the city of Dayton, but also the state.
Feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. People who have been citizens for years voted for the first time because they felt properly informed.
I went to St. Mary's Church and people were excited about it. They are going to school, they're learning English, but they can read, but if it's in Spanish, they can understand it 100%. I have several people sharing with me that they were happy because they were going to be able to talk to their kids about it, and their kids are able to vote, or they were going to talk to their friends. If anything, they wanted to be well informed about the community and who their candidates or their government officials.
One such person supportive of the guide was Ramon Perez, a Dayton resident for over 25 years.
Eso fue muy importante.
Ramon, a well-known singer in the Dayton Hispanic community and in his native Mexico, would use his performances as an opportunity to encourage his largely Hispanic audiences to read the guide and know their voting rights.
Because I've been in different festivals and different affairs, and it's very important to inform them there what I found.
This is not to say that there weren't any obstacles. When looking for funding to print the translation, Sue first approached people who had donated to the Dayton League for the voter guide in the past.
The community that we talked to were kind of, I don't want to say biased, is that if someone was going to vote, that they should be able to speak English and read English, and so therefore, why would we have to translate it? There wasn't a lot of that, but I was surprised, which shows you the challenges that immigrants do have, even in an immigrant-friendly city.
Bueno, a mí me gustaría...
I'd like to see that people would see us Hispanics with the same equity and the same way they see people from the Dayton community.
In its first year, 5,000 copies of the Spanish language guide were printed and distributed throughout the Dayton area. The Dayton League has plans to keep issuing both English and Spanish versions for the next election. For Community Voices, I'm Jackie Winfrey.
Support for Community Voices is provided by the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation. For more Community Voices stories and information on our training program, visit wyso.org.